Isn't it funny how everyone online seems to be shouting make money online at you?
Right?
But then it's just this confusing jumble of courses and gurus, and honestly, it's overwhelming, right?
Totally, totally.
So today we're diving into something called the Niche Marketing Kit.
Okay.
Put together by these guys, John Thornhill and Dave Nicholson. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, yeah. And what's cool is we've got this blog post review from Your Own Online Income.
Mm.
And get this, time-stamped today.
Oh, wow.
Talk about fresh intel, right?
Seriously. And we know you guys listening don't have time to waste, so consider this your shortcut.
Yeah.
This deep dive is all about getting you up to speed on what this niche marketing kit is all about.
Okay.
Is it legit? Is it even right for you? Those are the important questions.
Yes, right. For sure. And, you know, the blog post doesn't give us like a whole life story on John and Dave, but
right. It
makes it clear that they're not just like, you know, some random marketers throwing together a mishmash of ideas, you know.
Yeah.
They're the ones behind this kit.
Okay.
They claim to use these strategies themselves to make a good living online. So.
Okay, so they're putting their money where their mouth is. At least that's what they say.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
But what are they actually offering in this kit? What is it?
So their whole angle is providing what they call the essential tools for online success.
Okay.
All curated and organized into 6 different online marketing niches.
Okay.
So it's not just like a random collection of strategies.
Right.
They've tried to streamline it, they say, for effectiveness, which is a bold claim, to be honest.
Well, it makes sense though, right? I mean, specialization is key in any field.
Right.
But especially online.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's dive into these niches.
Okay, let's do it.
Starting with, and it seems like a no-brainer, website traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, you need eyeballs on your content, right?
100%. Yeah.
Or what's the point?
It's everything.
So what do they got?
So they go deep on this one. Over 100 training videos on traffic generation alone.
Whoa.
Plus a 45-day traffic plan.
Okay.
And, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
A package of 150,000 articles with PLR rights.
Wait, back up. 150,000 articles.
That's a lot of articles.
That's a lot of articles.
It is. And this is where things get a little interesting, right? PLR stands for private label rights, which basically means you get this pre-written content that you can edit, tweak, put your own name on as the author, all of that.
So potentially a huge time saver, right?
Huge time saver.
But also, could that lead to like a lot of generic content just floating around?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good question. A lot of people think that, but honestly, email, it's not dead.
Okay.
Not even close. Think of it this way. You don't own your social media followers.
That's true, yeah.
Algorithms change. Platforms, they come and go.
Mm.
But your email list,
yeah,
that's yours.
It is.
It's a direct line to people who have actually said, hey, I'm interested in what you have to offer.
Okay, that's a good point.
Right.
So it's about building that loyal audience that you can connect with directly.
Exactly.
No matter what crazy thing is happening in the social media world this week.
Exactly. And that's why I think this section of the Niche Marketing Kit is so important.
Okay.
They've got a course called List Building Evolution.
Okay.
That teaches a fast system for attracting subscribers, supposedly.
Yeah.
There are also ready-made templates for those squeeze pages that everyone's always talking about that capture those email addresses.
Right.
Arc on actually, you know, making money from your list.
Right. What's the point of having it if you're not?
Exactly. Right. Because what's the point? And even a PLR package called Profitable List Building Secrets.
Hold on. More PLR.
I know, right?
So they're teaching you how to build an email list, but they're also giving you the option to just sell their pre-made course as your own.
It seems that way.
Oh.
And that's something to think about.
Yeah, it is.
On the one hand, that could be like a quick way to get a product up and running.
Totally, yeah.
But on the other hand, are you really providing value if you're just reselling something you didn't create?
That's a really good point. It's like the ethical dilemma of pre-made content.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's convenient, but are you really building a brand if you're just using...
It's like the easy way out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you're not putting your own spin on things.
Exactly. You got to put your own sauce on it.
Exactly. Okay, so let's move on to the next niche, social media. This one's huge. It's constantly evolving.
Huge, yeah.
It can make it feel impossible to keep up with.
Totally.
Tell me about it. Every time I feel like I have a handle on one platform, they change the algorithm or a new app comes along.
Ugh.
So how does the Niche Marketing Kit tackle this, like, ever-changing beast?
From what I can tell, it seems like they're primarily focused on Facebook marketing.
Okay.
Which, given its massive user base, makes sense.
Right.
But it also raises some questions.
Like what?
Well, like, how much do we trust Facebook these days?
Right.
You know?
That's true.
Facebook is a fickle friend.
They are?
They change the rules constantly, you know? They're known for changing their algorithms all the time, and that can really throw a wrench in your marketing plans if you're not careful.
Oh, 100%.
It makes you wonder, like, how adaptable are the strategies in this kit? Are they teaching you how to navigate those changes effectively?
That's a really important consideration. It's not enough to just learn how to run a Facebook ad today. You need to understand the platform, you know,
yeah.
and be ready to adjust as needed.
100%. And, you know, they do touch on other platforms. There's a Twitter marketing crash course.
Which Twitter? Are they updating this thing? It's X, hello.
It's X now. Talk about a sign of the times, right?
Yeah, seriously. It does make you wonder, mm-hmm. how up-to-date is some of this information?
It's something to keep in mind. You always want to double-check.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially in social media.
Things change so fast.
Fast.
Okay, last but not least, we've got internet marketing essentials.
Okay.
What exactly does that cover? What is that?
This section seems to be about those broader online business skills that kind of apply across the board.
Okay.
They have a course on effectively using PLR material, which, given how much they emphasize PLR throughout the kit, makes sense.
Okay, so they're not just throwing you to the wolves with all this pre-made content.
Right.
They're actually teaching you how to use it.
They're trying to.
Strategically. Okay.
At least that's the idea. There's also training on creating physical products.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which is interesting.
It's true. Diversifying your income streams, never a bad idea.
Never a bad thing.
And in a world obsessed with digital products.
Right.
Creating something tangible could be a good way to stand out.
It's true.
So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have. We've gone through all six niches in this niche marketing kit. It's a lot.
Yeah, and it's clear they're casting a wide net here, covering everything from website traffic to video marketing to building an email list.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to take in, honestly.
See, it is.
But now that we've laid it all out, I kind of want to shift gears here a bit and really think about what this means for you, the listener, right?
Right.
So we've unpacked the six niches in this kit.
We have.
But let's cut through the fluff here.
Right.
What are the big takeaways?
Okay.
What are, like, the recurring themes,
yeah.
the strategies they keep coming back to?
Well, one thing that jumps out is the emphasis on speed.
Okay.
Like, a lot of the courses and tools promise quick results, easy to implement solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Take the traffic generation explosion course, 52 videos.
Right. It's a lot.
It feels like they're trying to pack everything in, promising that you'll be a traffic generating machine in no time.
Which, let's be honest, is tempting. Who doesn't love a shortcut, right?
Yeah.
But is that realistic?
Yeah.
Especially in the online business world where, you know, things are changing so quickly.
Well, and that's the big question, right?
Yeah.
It kind of ties into that other recurring theme, right? Like leveraging these pre-made assets,
okay.
the PLR articles, the templates.
Right.
On the one hand, that's appealing, you know, especially if you're starting from scratch. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You've got ready-to-go content.
Yeah.
But is it really going to set you apart from the competition?
Right. It goes back to that question of building a unique brand.
Exactly.
If you're using the same templates, the same PLR content as everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to stand out?
Right. You're just another face in the crowd at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's something to really consider if you're thinking about this kit. Will it give you a basic foundation? Yeah, maybe. Some quick wins? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But building a sustainable online business, that takes time.
Right.
It takes effort. It takes a willingness to put in the work to create something that's actually unique.
So it's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Between leveraging the shortcuts, but also putting in the work to stand out from the crowd.
Right.
But I could see this being appealing for someone brand new.
Oh, yeah.
To the online business world, right?
Totally. Especially if you're someone who prefers a more structured approach.
Okay.
Like if you thrive on having that roadmap, those ready-to-go resources,
mm-hmm.
this might be for you. But if you're someone who likes to experiment.
Yeah, to dig in.
Yeah, find their own path.
Yeah.
This might feel a bit limiting.
It's about knowing yourself as a learner.
Right.
And what you need, right?
Knowing how you learn best, exactly.
Let's talk about those potential downsides, though.
Okay.
We touched on them earlier. What are the red flags? What should we be wary of?
Well, I mean, the elephant in the room is those income claims.
Right.
$1 million affiliate marketing formula.
$1 million. Wow.
Right. While it's not impossible to make that kind of money online.
Right. Of course.
It's important to approach any claims like that with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Of course, there's always more to the story, right?
Always. And look, that's not to say this kit isn't valuable.
Right.
It clearly covers a lot and has a lot of resources.
Yeah.
But you have to go in with a discerning eye, be ready to question those big promises, think critically about what will work for you.
So do your research, weigh the pros and cons, and most importantly,
yeah,
trust your gut.
Trust your gut, 100%.
If something feels too good to be true, it probably is.
It probably is.
If you're interested in learning more about this niche marketing kit, though, we encourage you to check out that blog post we used.
Yeah, definitely.
You can find it by searching for the niche marketing kit and your own online income.
Always good to get different perspectives.
Exactly. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. This kit is all about speed. It's about quick results. But as you explore the world of online income, you really have to think about what matters to you.
That's it.
Is it about chasing those quick wins? Or is it about building something that you're really proud of?
Building something sustainable.
Something that will last.
That's the key.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into the niche marketing kit.
There you go.
We hope this episode is giving you some food for thought as you navigate. I mean, let's be honest, the very exciting but very overwhelming world of online income opportunities.
For sure.
Until next time.
See ya.